Let's get a home state view of businessman, lawyer, the senior U.S. Senator from Colorado, and most recently, a declared 2020 presidential candidate for the Democratic Party, Michael Bennett. Joining us to do that, Megan Verley. She's public affairs editor with Colorado Public Radio. Megan, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
I should mention that you covered the State House and state politics for a number of years before becoming editor. Tell us a little bit about the rise of Michael Bennett there in Colorado.
Well, he first entered public life here as the chief of staff, actually, for then-Denver Mayor John Hickenlooper, also in the 2020 Democratic field. So those two have a really long history together. He was at Denver City Hall for a couple of years. Then he was appointed superintendent of the Denver school system and attempted some very dramatic reforms there. And after a few years in that position, he was appointed to the U.S. Senate. So he's somebody who has clearly caught the eye of people around him and been sort of pushed up through the system. Although he was appointed to the U.S. Senate, he managed to win a strong primary challenge 2 years later and then hold that seat during the Tea Party wave, and he's won re-election once. So he's been on the scene here for quite a while now.
Mm-hmm. As a U.S. Senator from Colorado, what issues has he become known for among Coloradans?
Well, I think the one that he's known for nationally and that he also talks about a lot here at home is his participation in the Gang of Eight trying to get immigration reform. It's very much his style in that he got to the Senate and jumped into a giant sort of unsolvable issue and tried to solve it. And so even though it didn't go anywhere, it is still something that in Colorado, a state with a large Latino population, he talks about a lot and an effort that he worked hard on. He's also really worked on a lot of wilderness bills, which can matter a lot to people out here, trying to get more wilderness designations for parts of our mountains. Those also haven't gone forward, kind of the mark of being in the Senate these days. A lot of big ideas, but, you know, not always a lot of things across the finish line.
Mm-hmm. Megan, tell us about the team that he builds to support his efforts.
Well, I think he's one of our members of Congress who's not known for having a lot of turnover. You know, you don't hear a lot of drama out of his office. He really has tried to have smart people around him from the start. You know, you hear about his days, even in the Denver superintendent's office, really bringing in people that he knew actually from his background in the business community to help advise, to be mentors to kids. And he's really built himself a strong network in the state party as well. You know, it's hard, again, going back to that early education experience, he got crosswise with the unions and the teachers in that, and that can put you in a rough place in the Democratic Party. But so far, he's still managed to have a pretty broad base of support.
Mm-hmm. When he is criticized, when Michael Bennett, U.S. Senator from Colorado, is criticized, how does he react?
You know, it's funny, I keep going back to his days as superintendent, even though he's been a senator for quite a while now. But it was such a visceral and vivid time in Denver that it really stands out. One of his first acts as superintendent was to close a struggling high school that had a long history in the community, and he was deeply attacked for that. He was called racist. He was protested. And, you know, when you look at his response to that, it was to throw himself into trying to make sure that the kids who were losing their school stayed in school and didn't become a collateral cost of the reforms he was pushing. Now, how successful that was long term, I'm not sure anybody's really closed the books on it. But his response to doing something very controversial in that moment was not to back off, but to sort of double down on it in a way that both pushed what he wanted to do, but also tried to address the criticism that he was hearing.
Mm-hmm. Coloradans have been served by Michael Bennett as their U.S. senator for, 10 years now, since 2009. How would you judge his, or how would you say most Coloradans see his personal appeal?
You know, I think he does well in fitting into a mold of politician that we have a number of here in Colorado, including our Republican Senator Cory Gardner, which is to vote the ideals of your party, but to project a sort of friendly middle-of-the-road demeanor, no matter what your voting record looks like. So he's not been wildly confrontational in Colorado. He and Cory Gardner, for obvious reasons of political expediency, as well as maybe actual personal friendship, have until recently really tried to stand together as often as possible on issues, send out joint press releases, sort of emphasize how much they work across the aisle. And my theory of Colorado voters has always been that Colorado voters like to feel moderate, even if they are electing people who are not, at the end of the day, moderate, even if they are passing things like marijuana legalization. There's a baseline that in Colorado that likes to feel moderate, and I think Michael Bennett has tapped into that well.
In national news, not too long ago, in January of 2019, Michael Bennett got a lot of exposure for a fiery Senate floor speech.
These crocodile tears that the senator from Texas is crying for first responders are too hard for me to take. They're too hard for me to take. Because when the senator from Texas shut this government down in 2013, my state was flooded. It was underwater. People were killed. People's houses were destroyed. Their small businesses were ruined forever.
So, Megan, give us some background on what was happening then and talk about Michael Bennett in this case.
Well, the background on the speech itself is that he was talking about the 2013 floods in Colorado, which were absolutely devastating for portions of the Front Range. And, you know, I think the emotion around that and the anger around the federal response to that is very real. But I would say that a lot of us in the Colorado journalism world were pretty surprised by that floor speech, in the sense that I think that kind of moral outrage that you hear in that speech has been present at other times in public life. But for him to stand up on the Senate floor like that and just really lay into Senator Ted Cruz, those of us who had been hearing rumors of his presidential ambitions, I think that was the moment that it really confirmed it for us, because that was a whipping up the base moment that in the past in Colorado, I don't think he's had to do so much.
Megan, in closing, I wonder if you can tell us a little known fact about Michael Bennett that hasn't been covered so much.
Well, one thing that comes to mind is we just talked about that viral floor moment, but actually the viral video for Michael Bennett in state before that was he and Senator Gardner during the Winter Olympics tried to practice curling in the halls of the Senate. It was a very goofy moment for them, but that got passed around a lot, and sort of this genuine moment of humor between our two senators from opposing parties got a lot of attention. The other thing about him is that prior to public life, he worked for Phil Anschutz, who's a conservative investor, and one of the big things he did was consolidate a bunch of failing movie theater chains. So if you have ever gone to see a movie at a Regal movie theater chain, Michael Bennett is the one who actually put that company together.
Interesting. Very interesting. Thank you very much. Public Affairs Editor with Colorado Public Radio, Megan Verley. Thank you for your time and all of this background on Michael Bennett, 2020 presidential candidate.
Happy to do it.